Hi guys, welcome back. This is your host Ekta, and I have a fabulous brand with me today, the brand founder, and I'm really excited because, as a lot of you know, we've had this really cool resurgence, I guess, or coming back to these beautiful concepts of like natural skincare, natural beauty, clean skincare, all this cool stuff. And I found this amazing brand, Beeves Leaves, which we're going to be speaking to Genevieve Dolan today, who's the founder. Welcome, Genevieve.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and letting everybody know this is where I really wanted Jen and I to talk about her line, because I think it's a really, really interesting time for clean beauty. So welcome again, Genevieve. I want to actually get started with you, and I want to learn all about you because I love the brand. I love the products. And I think you guys are really approaching it the way I would look at it as a consumer who wanted to buy like good products that were clean. So I want to learn about you a little bit.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here and super excited to speak a little bit about Beeves Leaves, a bit about me and my background. I grew up with some skincare issues. I had a lot of acne starting at a young age, but I had sensitive skin and I'm Irish. So I'm just like, I get red and I have a lot of freckles. So from a young age, I was in the derm every week, for months. And they did help a bit, but my acne developed into really very severe cystic acne. And so from there, the doctors started to put me on just all sorts of meds and topical treatments. I honestly, if you ask me what medication I've tried, I've done it and I've done it multiple times. And while they absolutely can work and they've helped a bit, they've done some other damage to other parts of my body, which it can be really hard. And so that creates more stress in the body, which creates more acne. And so that journey, this journey of skincare and health eventually led me to my own awakening almost in my 20s. I was like, okay, something's not right. I've taken so many pills. I've done so many topicals for skincare, even for other medications, and something isn't working. And I love science. I'm really into science. Getting into this industry has made me such a science and chem and derm nerd. But I think there is something to say about the holistic side of healing. And after I landed in the hospital for the derm side of things and the Western medical side of things, and I've also gotten in a lot of trouble with fully holistic. So what I found, and especially in my 20s, after finding some herbs and things that really helped me naturally, was how do I find a balance between both the science and nature? Because obviously there is so much great knowledge and so many great discoveries in Western medicine, but there's a reason why herbs and plants really are the basis of health and just our well-being. Yeah. And absolutely. So basically that concept came to me and I really wanted to share that with my peers, because I noticed I'm not the only one with this acne issue. A lot of people have it. Unfortunately, our foods are processed with all types of things that actually can cause this. So like that whole side is very interesting. And then I have friends who don't even know what to put on their skin, or so sensitive, or it's dull. Yeah. And so long story long, I wanted to find a way to bring healthy products to not only myself, but also my friends and my family. And that landed me an opportunity with a chemist and a manufacturer who really listened to what the results were that I was looking for and some of the ingredients that I wanted to use. And we worked together and came up with a very quick, very simple system. Again, then that leads me into talking about not only was I on different medications and topicals, but it was like, take this and this and put this on and that and then that and then that. And it's like, well, I'm 18. I don't have time to do that. And now I'm in my 30s and I certainly don't have time to put on 10 products a day. So,
not to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I really love what you're saying, because here's the thing. I feel like no one wants to really, we don't talk about this, right? Because we talk about like one side or the other. Either it's like super clinical, super medical grade from the derm directly, like prescription strength, or it's on the other side. Clean beauty, natural, made in a kitchen.
Really?
It's like, why are we doing, because here's the honest truth that I've noticed as well. That goes with what you're saying is, when I remember being 16, 17, breaking out with terrible cystic acne, probably it was terrible. It's horrifying at that age.
Yeah,
and
really.
You go to the derm and they scared the living bejesus out of you. I think they did back then, at least. You know, now I think it's a lot more sophisticated. But like they scare you. And then you're like, I think a lot of consumers have gone through this in their own way. And that's when we saw the clean beauty movement really kind of come up, right? Really come up, because a lot of people felt like this. Like, listen, I tried the super crazy stuff and I'm still confused and it's actually scary. So let me go completely clean. And I feel like there's been this huge gap of really exactly where I feel like Vive Leaves is fitting in and what you've created, because it's this beautiful middle ground of like, you have the results, you have the science, but we're not going to compromise on clean and keeping unnecessary things out of the formula and not putting stuff that could go into your bloodstream. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Oh, so, yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. And I agree that back in the day, and I'm not trying to put down any dermatologist. One of my best friends is a derm and she loves my product. So it's, I think as we're progressing, I think even doctors, med spas, really anywhere you go now with spas, you can get a little bit of both types of products, either extreme or totally natural, like extreme medical or extreme natural, but you are starting to find like, oh no, they offer these treatments or they offer this product, which is, I'm really happy to see. I was just at CosmoProf yesterday, actually in Miami. And there is an emphasis on some cleaner beauty and bringing the two together. So I'm glad that I'm on the right path, because I just think there are, of course, like, especially if you have acne, you do need some of those acids, right? And you do need some of the heavier medical grade stuff, but you also need stuff to soothe that. And that's where I really like, I love working with my manufacturer, because he makes products for derms, for different med spas. And so he knows how to bring in the different types of acids and the things that fight acne and the things that fight aging that are strong, but also he knows how to mix them with the soothing products like aloe. And I have some other herbs in there that are really great. So my products end up being a really great balance. I'm not going to claim they're going to clear your acne, but they will certainly help heal it.
But I mean, I feel like that's the golden spot though, because I feel like, I'm sure you can relate to this, after having acne, sometimes what our skin needs is a very balancing system, right? Like we need skincare that's going to keep the sebum at bay, keep the pH balanced, keep the chemistry of our skin balanced. And unfortunately with acne, I feel like there's a culture in the industry where we always are geared towards, which is good in a way, we have a treatment geared approach, right, to our acne solutions that are over the counter. But at the same time, we need to acknowledge that the maintenance of healed skin is also very important. And then having that system in place, that's like a fun three-step routine kind of thing, or even just a great serum, right? Like anything that's going to help you, right? That's important too, is my point. And I feel like that's where I think a brand like yours, to me as a consumer, that looks amazing, because here I am with whatever helped my acne, helped it.
Yeah.
And now I'm continuing to help it, because I'm not going to put anything harsh on it. So yeah, it's really cool. I like the concept of that middle ground.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And that's where I've been having horrible breakouts. Sometimes I stop everything. I can do some exfoliation pads and whatnot, but really my products, my serum and my moisturizer, they're my base. Like this is what I always come back to. It's what I use every day and I don't have problems. Now everyone's skin is different, but most people when they use it, it's like, whoa, this is so hydrating. My skin looks better already. I mean, I get before and afters from random friends, random customers who are like, whoa, my skin was this red this morning and look at it tonight. So it shows and it's great. And it makes me happy that it's definitely working.
Absolutely. I can definitely see that. And I think a lot of times we don't know what's going to work until you really have like a systemic way of like a product. Like, I feel like with your brand, your ingredients, especially, I find them to be very interesting because you have the genuine necessary components for healthy, strong skin barrier in there. And it's like, that's what I really love. And I love using the products because of that, because I know like these are the essentials. It's giving my skin what it needs and I'm protected. So I want to dive into that if you don't mind. I know you mentioned the aloe earlier. I love that you have organic aloe in there. If you could tell us a little bit more about the ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I went into formulating this product, I'm all about simplicity and balance. So I told them I really need something that's going to help my inflammation, but also that's going to help with my skin wellness and really, you know, enhance my skin over time. I'm hitting my 30s soon when I was making this product. And aging is a thing. It's a factor. And I don't want to have to blow my face up with Botox and fillers. I don't love it if I don't need to use it. And so for instance, for anti-aging and skin wellness, we have amazing apple fruit stem cells. They are out of Switzerland and they are clinically proven to increase your hydration by 70% in just 8 hours. hours. So there's your hydration and collagen boost. And that's just one ingredient that helps that. Other ingredients that really help are the pea peptides that I have in there, green tea, and then hyaluronic acid and ceramides. So all those ingredients are amazing to help boost hydration, glow, dullness, skin texture, and skin tone. And then we have this other ingredient that I just love, and I swear it helps. And it's actually, if you research it, you'll see they'll talk about it, the alternative to Botox. Now, again, we'll have to talk to doctors about this, but I think it helps. And it's called the Spilanthes acamella flower. It's a bit of a mouthful, so I can email you about it. But this is a natural anti-aging ingredient, and it's really known for its smoothing and firming efforts. And it has a ton of antioxidants. And so it really helps with the collagen production and all that. So that's a ton. And that's just anti-aging. Then you get into anti-inflammatory benefits. And we have hemp and a vitamin E proprietary blend that actually goes in and helps balance the sebum. So if you're overproducing oils, you're probably producing acne. If you're underproducing skin cells, then having dry patches, eczema, and all that kind of stuff. And so that blend is really helpful with that. And then we have chamomile, which you'll find in other products as well. I mean, if you drink chamomile tea like me, you'll find it's just calming all around. That is great. And then we have ginkgo, which is, it's amazing. Ginkgo really, really helps with skin tone and texture. So it really brightens the skin, and it also helps get calm it and reduce redness. So
I love ginkgo. Tried and true ingredient. Like, I feel like no one puts this in anything anymore, and I don't know why, because it's amazing. Like, I really like that. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I feel like some of the things you brought up a good point about the inflammation, because I think, you know, we have, like, at least on the pod, you know, I've talked about the inflammasome and inflamma aging. Like, I feel like I beat that to death, but like, I really believe, and I think a lot of us do, that you had mentioned when you get into skincare, you just become a science geek. You got over this stuff. And I really think, obviously, we know inflammation is the fastest way for you to age. That is the fastest in terms of components that are making you age. Your inflammation is going to make that happen at the speed of light compared to everything else. And I think now we are seeing, like, obviously we have so many ingredients that can become anti-inflammatory, but another big thing that comes with that is also your stress level. I mean, they actually feed into that, your inflammation, whatever your inflammation is, whether that's rosacea, acne, normal, whatever, it feeds into your overall stress response is feeding that inflammation. And so the reason I'm saying all this is because you had mentioned chamomile. And chamomile is obviously, we know, a great way. Like, people drink chamomile tea. It's just overall very anxiolytic as well. And
totally.
I feel like it's just like anti-inflammatory in so many ways. And
more ways than one.
That's important. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where a big part of my health journey is coming from. It's just, you get to your mid-20s, then you're in your 30s and your career, and all the things are happening all at once. And so there was stress, and I wanted to find something that helped me reduce my stress, and a short, quick, simple routine like this that does everything in a couple products has helped me. You put it on, you feel good. And when you feel good and you look good, that stress goes down. So it's just an overall blend of balance and stress-free ingredients. And I think that, like you said, if your skin's stressed out, your whole body's stressed out. So these ingredients definitely, they help to calm all of that. But yeah,
I agree.
There's some good, there's some really cool ingredients in here. And the one thing that these ingredients also do help with, again, I've just found it with different customers who write in and tell us, but eczema, psoriasis, and rosacea, I have some customers who swear by our products. Not everyone, but there are some people who say, I mean, I have a psoriasis customer who's been with us since the beginning, and this is all he buys. It's interesting, and everyone's case is different, right? But it does say something.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It goes back to, like, I think our initial conversation we were having around this idea, like, you need a base skincare routine. Let's be real.
Yeah, exactly.
End of the day, everybody, regardless, I'm not a dermatologist, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I am, but I am a doctor.
either.
I do know that there are certain things that you need, and yes, your organs need a baseline. Every organ needs that. Your skin, your liver, your heart, kidneys, everything needs a baseline environment in which it thrives and exists, and the nutrients are helping it flourish. And for your skin, the baseline nutrients are going to be the same for people with psoriasis, with people with rosacea, acne, normal aging, everything. And I think that's where I think as an industry, we love exotic ingredients. We love exotic approaches to our skincare. But again, where's the baseline? Yeah. Where are the things that make you thrive on a day-to-day basis? Mm-hmm. And that's where I personally, I love the serum in your line. I love the
serum.
Very nice product.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
I love it. For anyone listening that is looking for a really good baseline serum that's going to keep you well-nourished, mm-hmm, you know, your skin well-nourished, this is a really great product because it has all the essentials and it feels really light on your skin. So it's not weighing you down. And you don't need, like, one of my biggest pet peeves is quickly becoming people using very concentrated serums in terms of this is my vitamin C serum and here's my vitamin E serum and here's you don't need that. You don't need that. I'm sorry, but you don't.
I totally agree. And a lot of those serums that you see out there, there's a vitamin E, there's a hyaluronic, and they're all in dropper bottles, a lot of them. And by the way, when that dropper bottle, when you open that bottle and you pull that dropper off out of the bottle and the oxygen hits that product, its efficacy rate goes down significantly. So my products are packed in airtight containers. It's an airtight pump. So really there's essentially no air is getting in and the product stays good for a very long time. And you were talking about the serum especially too. And that's important in serums. And we have hyaluronic acid in there. We have our CBD vitamin E blend. So those are two pretty highly concentrated ingredients and you want to keep them safe. And we do that with our bottles. So they're very simple bottles, but they will do that and they'll get the job done.
Yeah,
exactly. 14 other serums.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that the ingredient list that you have is, it's short enough to where you're not bombarding your skin with any irritant. And so you're not doing that extra damage. You're not adding to the inflammation there, but you're definitely calming down what is there. And that's the balance. That's the happy balance. So I love it. And I think it's actually very well suited. I want to get your take on this as well, because I think with the clean beauty conversation, we're kind of seeing a resurgence of clean beauty, but we're seeing also that obviously there's this thing now, Sephora teens are a thing. You know what I mean? Like young people are a thing. They are now consumers in the skincare industry. And we have a responsibility, I feel like.
Yes.
As me with my platform and you with your brand and anybody who has a brand, we have to identify what's safe to use and what's not. I feel like with the ingredients you do have here, there's nothing here that concerns me. If a 16-year-old put this on their skin, they're not gonna, you know what I mean?
I made the products for sensitive skin. I have sensitive combination skin. I don't test it out on 16-year-olds as much, but I've had a couple moms who have given it to their daughters who love it. So again, it's something that we absolutely think about. And as kids, again, like you and I talked about, we were both in the derms and freaking out with our acne. You know, it's hard, especially now with all the Instagram and the social media. These kids are just exposed to way too much criticism. And so I've always thought about kids' lines, or at least teens, because I would love to help teens with their acne. But I think part of that is also learning just about your body and how to manage acne from a holistic standpoint. And with skincare, with the doctors, it's more than just going into the office and picking up prescription. It's really like, okay, what's your lifestyle too? Which is kind of where Viv's is. It's a lifestyle brand at the end of the day too, because again, simple, balanced, and let's start somewhere and let's keep things simple. And then you have good skincare. Okay, what's your diet? You add a good diet to it. It's just like a good flow. And I want people to start their day with a happy, healthy skincare line, and then they do their next happy, healthy thing.
Exactly. No, absolutely. I think it's very, very cool that you can say that there isn't anything in here that's too harsh. And sensitive skincare, for sensitive skin, I feel like that category, let's be honest, I think it needs to be expanded, because we have some great products here. We have some great brands, but is it a category that I feel like we can never have enough products, because everyone's definition of sensitive skin is different, you know? Like it's just, it depends. So I like that. And I like that you've really kind of kept it easy for consumers to relate and then also see the results they're looking for. Because I think a lot of times, as many consumers have said before, it's easy to get caught up in all the clutter in this industry and you end up spending like thousands of dollars and you never see results.
Right?
But yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I mean, it's crazy. I've been there so many times. And I remember, like, I think I had a conversation conversation with my mom. She was like, I remember when you used to complain about your Sephora bill. I'm like, yeah, because that's what I keep seeing happening again.
Sephora, yeah.
The kids now in Sephora that are going to Sephora, they're doing the same thing we did. It's like they're looking for all these cool things. And I don't know. I just think it's like a vicious cycle, and at some point we have to take a step forward. So,
We have to educate, I think, is one of the things that I'd love to really push in my brand is educate and help people understand what skin health really is and skin wellness. It's not just putting one thing on your face and you're going to be better. There's different components. What you do put on your face can certainly help. So you might as well put something good on there.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Yes.
Well, I love Veve's Leaves a lot.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you.
You're really, really killing it here with your products. And genuinely, the serum is my favorite. The restorative serum for everyone listening. That's my favorite product. You guys curious, but check it out. You know, you guys got to check it out. You're in the market. I'm going to give you the website. It's www.veevesleaves.com. You spell it with VIEVESLEAVES.com. Yep. And all the products are right there. And it's a nice tight range. So you don't have to worry about breaking the wallet, which is really great.
And we've lowered our pricing and we're on Amazon. So we definitely want to make it accessible for everyone.
That's awesome. Well, I love that. And then so I really encourage everybody, check it out. Let us know what you guys think. And if you have any questions at all for me, for Jen's team, please let us know. I would love to hear from you. And I hope you love the episode, and we'll be back next time.